This is tape number 1064/12. It's the 12th week of our Bible for Today sponsored Baptist Bible Seminary and Baptist Bible Institute second year group class. It's normally December the 16th, 1982, but it's December the 13th, 1982. A little bit off schedule. We'll be reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 7, verses 47 through chapter 8, verse 23. Bain and Maddie, page 154 to 163, paragraphs 151 to 157. This is from 6:30 till 8:10 p.m. tonight. A little different schedule. The teacher, Dr. D.A. Waite, Director, Bible for Today, 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. Let's open, shall we, where the word of prayer to begin our class. A little bit late, but we're still beginning. Father, we thank you for the privilege of studying thy word. We pray thy blessings upon these students who are learning, and help me as I'm seeking to teach the pictures of the Lord Jesus in John chapter 7. And we thank you for thy word, which tells us of the eternal Son of God that loved us and gave himself for us, and encourage the hearts of each one of us to further study in this book, and help us by thy Holy Spirit be our teacher and instruct us in the things of faith, and help us to apply these things to our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's begin with John 7:47 this evening. And let's see. Bill, do you want to start in on that one? Let's listen to it, and then you go ahead and read it, please.
John 7:47. I picked this one on
Okay. Very good. Please,
okay.
So then.
Therefore, he answered them.
Well, no, it's not he answered, because it's a son, which is the third plural. They answered. So you don't have the right subject there. Just look around for a nominative that you can use for the subject.
Okay.
Singular plural. All right. What is the subject?
The
Pharisee. Oh, the Pharisee.
The Pharisee. Okay. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the Pharisee came for him.
Answer not him, but the autois. These are the servants, okay. The huperetes, the officers that were sent out.
Answered them.
Now, what this may expect, what kind of an answer? Good question.
Okay.
By the way, my wife said these classes, and she looked at them, are very boring. She liked the first degree better. So, you know, maybe his point, but it's one of the nuts and bolts of things we got to get into if we're going to know the language.
He answered to them, I think.
Yeah, he answered to them. Okay. Autois, you see. To the Huperetes. Yeah. Huperetes. All right, go ahead, Bill. No, remember Ruth's memory hand on the we? O-U-I. O-U-I is the French we, which means yes.
Okay.
And she doesn't want to forget that anymore.
The
O-U-I, we. See, that's yes. So, O-we, O-U expects an answer yes, and they expect an answer no. All right, go ahead. So, how would you phrase it?
It is not true.
Is it?
Is
it not true? No, it is not true. Is it
that we?
Not we, the humans. The humans would be the we, but humans would be the you, see.
Okay.
From planao, which is to water or wander, like a planet.
Teplan,
okay.
Perfect.
Perfect, right? this, and I've been wandering and have been deceived, you see, with the eighth, with the aerospathic, excuse me, not aerospathic, but it's the path of perfect passage, let's say. The eighth ending being the path. So, that you have been caused to wander or made to wander, you see, or deceived in the sense of made to wander. All right, any other questions on 47? The planets there is the perfect passive of the Christian son, irrespective. All right, Ruth, take the next one, please, 48.
48. Matrix exon archontons, epistelten, epistelons, exons polycyon.
A little more German. I hear you, but A, that's just without the rough. That's true.
It is not true, is it, that any of the leaders or of the Pharisees are believing on him?
All right. And this is our believing, and they say, we're believing, don't we? All right. Very important. But that's, we were translating our believing, and they're saying it's not true. They were believing, and none of them were believing, really. All right, that's fine. Imperfect there. And they may expect an answer, no. Just the first, the other man. It's not true, is it? That's certainly not true, is it, rather? They haven't believed in the higher up, the leaders. Any questions on 48? Since when do the leaders necessarily speak the truth and be the judge of truth and be the yardstick of truth, you know? Truth must be accepted on its own merits, not who it is and how the rank and station in life that accept it, right? But the common people heard and gladly, I just say, another portion of scripture. All right, no question then. Let's go, Bill, to 49.
749.
All right.
The words not known, the law,
Katara Koi, accursed, Epi Katara Koi,
or accursed,
accursed, yes. All right, this crowd, this people that are who are not knowing, you know what's going to be what, though?
Participle.
Put the sign in a tense there. Ruth, I'm sorry, we said that epistophen was imperfect. We could have been there, we should have, with the sigma at the ending, I just happened to notice that. Episteon, you see. L-N would be our best. Then, you see, that's your error for the stigma, that first error. Okay. Bill, excuse me, interrupting.
Is it imperfect?
That would be the regular present. The ginosko, the ginoskon, so ginosko is the same root, the me ginoskon. The ginosko and ginoskon are the same root, therefore it's the present active present. Who are right now not knowing and understanding the law are cursed. Pick that up. Alright, Ruth, go on to 50, please.
750.
Is that
the end of
that? Yeah, that's it.
Next Nicodemus is saying, who then? The one who came
night
to him, being one of them.
All right. Alphone is what? Alphone,
and he speaks
heirs. All right, heirs, participle. Erechamai, right. And the ha alphone is the one who came, rather than, if it's without the article, remember last week we learned having come, But here, called Elohim, the one having come, therefore the one who came by night. All right, Bill, take 51, please.
751. Me honomos, hemon, rene, honanthropon, ean me acuse parautu, proteron, gagno, ti poe, John.
All right. Another may, Bill. Expects the answer.
No.
No. See, not maybe. May be, but no.
Okay. It is not. Let's see.
Certainly not true, is it?
Certainly not true.
Yeah.
That the law, our law,
criminals to judge or to condemn?
Judges, man.
In our sense, almost a man.
Mm-hmm.
The man, almost with an indefinite article, we would say. A man?
Yes.
And may, if not, that is except or unless or until. Akuo is to
hear.
To hear. Mm-hmm. Acuste.
Future?
Now, it's the subjunctive. See, there's no future subjunctive, so it has to be what? With a sigma. Could have been future.
Imperfect?
No, the imperfect they have an augment, see. Acuste. With a sigma on the end. If it isn't future, it has to be what?
First
aorist, right? First aorist subjunctive, see. So, except or unless. The law, going back to the law.
Okay.
No law. It might possibly hear paro two. Hear
of him?
Of him, or by him, or from him. Propheton. That means in the first place, the propheton. First.
And
again, after and may, that it may know from what? Gnosko, and what different roots, so it would be what tense. It's not gen root, it's gno, it's no I in there, isn't it? So what would the tense be on that, Phil? Aorist, it's subjunctive. From Gnosto. That it might know, see, that it might know. It's new in the past, but in the subjunctive, it's just that it might know once for all. Ti poe.
What to do?
What he does, or what he doeth, you see. He being the man, the anthropon. See, what he does. So, certainly not true is it that the law, our law, judges a man or the man, unless not, except not, until it hears from him first and knows what he does. Don't have the accusations there, trial, for it to judge it. So, Nicodemus had a good word to say on that. Any other questions on 51? All right, but Puse, of course, is error subjunctive. No error subjunctive as well. Ruth 52, please.
752. Apekutepan kai apon alko me kai spus ete kalivayas e eromeson kai hibin oti profetes ekte kalivayas ut e gilgertai.
All right.
Well, they answered and said to him, it is not true, is it, that you also are from Galilee, are out of Galilee? From Galilee, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Search and behold, whether the prophet has been raised or has been, is that right?
Has risen up. See, has arisen. See, being the air tie, probably the passive sense. See, or middle sense. Has risen by himself. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Behold and see. Look, search and look to see that or that prophet from Galilee is not arising out of Galilee. It does not rise up for himself. All right. Negative answer with the May again. And Eraunethon as well. There's an imperative, isn't it, of Eraunao, to look, to search. And Ede, of course, is the first imperative of Horao, to see. And the Egegetai from Egero would be what?
The root is changed?
Yes, root is changed. Egir instead of Egir, Epsilon Yoda. Egeretai, Egir, Egegetai. And it's the Geg root, so it would be the imperfect, the perfect, would it not? Egegetai, you got the Geg, see, so you have a duplication. It's an Egero, and therefore it has to be the perfect, wouldn't it? Has not been raised, right? That's right. All right, any questions further on that? Nobody rise out of Galilee. Well, did the Lord Jesus rise out of Galilee? Was he born in Galilee? He's from Bethlehem. So you see, they didn't even know their facts, did they? All right, 753. Now, 753 to 811 is left out of B and Aleph, Vatican and Sinai manuscript. That doesn't mean it's not true scripture. We've got more manuscripts that have it, and more church fathers that have it, and various other things, so there's no problem about it. 53, Bill, I think it's a short one.
John 7:53. Kai eporelfe, hekathos, eston oikon, autu.
All right.
In
each or everyone is all right. Porelfe, from porelwamai. To proceed, to go away.
And everyone proceeded into his house.
All right. Oikon out to his house. And his own house, the house of him, his house, his own house, understood to his own autu in that sense of pronoun, possibly intensive. The one that he owns himself. All right. For Alfe is what the tense, Bill? For Alfe. Eh, for Alfe. First, you got an augment, and the verb is for Alfe. So the augment puts it into either imperfect or aorist or some past tense. And eporel fe, theta 8 at the end makes it what? The theta 8, unless it's got the root of theta 8, like akalutao, one time we've got fouled up, huh? I did rather.
The
aorist in passive, the aorist passive. Theta 8, the is your aorist passive. Well, it'd be eporel A, wouldn't it? Eporel A, see. No, that's right. Just eporel A. It'd be epsilon yoda, see. It wouldn't be theta eta.
That shows you that
it's the air. Yeah, the theta eta, the air is passive, the theta eta. Look in our.
That's
always imperfect. It's always a past tense with R, see. It is. You don't know which one. But if you look on page 15, Roman number 15, under the aorist singular, and you look over to the, see, it's active voice, so you have to get over passive voice, page 17. imperfect. No, page 18 here. We finally got over here. Passive voice. Eleuthane. That's all indicative. Eleuthane. Eleuthase. Eleuthase. Yeah, Eleuthane. So the theta eta. Right? Now, if you look at the imperfect, of course, Eluamane, see, of course, that's the passive imperfect passive, but just the imperfect active would be Eluon, so it would be Eluet. So this would be Eporewe. Eporewamai, see, Eporewe, right? Mm-hmm. Just the regular imperfect indicative like that. Eporewe. The Eporewamai, Eporewe, Eporewe. So the theta eta is the thing that gives you the passive. Here is passive. All right. I guess we're finished with that one. And they went away. Each went to his own house. All right. Any questions on 753?
May I ask you something?
Yes.
The Jews, they have been confused by looking the birth of Jesus to be from the kingly line and also from the priestly line. We know that Joseph is from kingly line, but not from the priestly line. The father of Mary, Eli, I don't know, I cannot understand. In English it's Eli, in Romanian it is Joachim. I know exactly Joachim and Anna, mm-hmm. have been Mary's parents. Now, here in the English Bible, I don't have exactly. Mm-hmm. Maybe Anna is from the Levite.
Well, I don't know unless there would be an intermarriage, because both of them go through David's line through Judah, you know, one through Nathan, one through
Eli, yes.
So one through new Solomon. I'm not sure the wife. Well, I see it could be. It's entirely possible. I just don't know what the wife would be. But the male line, at least, is all the way through.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. All right, anything else on that? All right, 8:1 then, I guess, is it Ruth?
John, chapter 8. John, 8:1. Jesus said, Eporelthe esto oros ton elion.
But Jesus proceeded into the Mount of Olives.
All right. Eporelthe is the first.
Harris.
Harris, well, that's right. Eporelamai. Yeah, what is that? Tense is that? And for else? From for Elma. First of all, you got the ox. Yeah, it has to be heirs, right. And what type of heirs? Active, middle, or passive?
Active.
Active? For else? See, the theta eta, Ruth, again. Just like in first 53. See, the theta eta tips it off that it's heirs, passive, see.
So,
well, it porewamai, which is a middle passive deponent verb, and so, but he made his way, maybe. He was passing through. He is passing through. He was passing through. Was being passed through. He was, I guess he was passing himself, making his way or making himself pass through up to the Mount of Olives. That would be difficult to get the twist in there, but it is. Not unless we could come up with some way of saying that there. To go away is active, isn't it? He went away to proceed. He was preceded, or he made himself proceed. He himself proceeded. He preceded himself, or by himself, a middle in the middle sense. There's the middle and passive, sort of in between line there. as we saw tonight in our Dana and Maddie, as we will be seeing, studying. So maybe that's a sort of a middle form. Middle and passive are sometimes joined together very thinly. But the form, at least, is very passive anyway, regardless of the meaning there. But fade at the end, right? All right, Bill, and verse 2, please.
John 8:2. For through death, palin, paragenetoth, eitstoth yaron, kai pas holaos, erchetoth, totauton, kai kapitsat, edidatsken, autus. John.
All right.
What is or through?
That's at dawn, at the beginning of the day.
Dawn, but at dawn, again, he came into the temple, and all the people came to him.
Mm-hmm, they were coming to him.
And
cut us out from kathizo to sit down. Kathizo. Kathisas. Well, that's your participle. Kathisas. The aorist participle form is a sas ending. S-A-S. Sigma alpha sigma. So you translate that what? And having taken a seat, having sat down.
Okay. Having sat down.
I thought wrong.
Oh.
I thought where he's teaching.
Where he sat down.
What teaching?
So he was teaching them. Okay. Imperfect. Didasco. All right. Anything else at the end of that verse? Isn't it? All right. So paragenetoth is what? From paragenomai. Paragen. Gen. Same root or different? Aorist, right? Different root. Aorist middle. Because the etoth. Etoth. All right. Paragenomai. Number of verse what, Bill?
Two.
Verse 2. All right. Before I get to genitoth, it's aorist middle. All right. You go on to 3 or echetoth, of course, is what? They were beginning. They were coming to him, right? Echetoth, which would be erchomai, which is your imperfect.
Because of the
augment, double augment, imperfect, ercheta, middle. Erchomai is in middle anyhow. Kathisos is first aorist participle of kathidzo. Adidaskin is the imperfect end. Yeah, so they were teaching. All right, Ruth, go ahead with 3, please.
I'm 8:3. I will see that hoi grammates, kai hoi pharisaioi, prosauton, gunaika, en moikea, katele menein.
Okay.
The scribes and the Pharisees are leading to him a woman having been caught in adultery.
Having been taken.
And stood
and having and they stood, they apparently caught her, and they having stood her in the midst. Yeah, in part of Britain, but it's plural. See, so it's the men having stood her. They put her. That's right. They put her. See, they having put her. See, there. So they put her. They stood her from his Timmy. In the midst, go ahead. Yes, from his name, state santa. Having stood her, see.
Yeah.
Right? So in other words, it's they having stood. It's sort of difficult, but it is the plural. Not that she stood, but they having stood her. They put her. They dragged her and put her.
Okay. In the midst.
Mm-hmm. Is that the end of the verse?
No.
I think it is. All right. So, agusi, as you say, is present indicative of ago, and katelemene.
Well, that's the passive.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's from
Catalambano and Catelemen, and that happens to be a perfect set of errors, but you're pretty close. Perfect passive participle. It's one of those past participles. So having been taken, isn't that right? So she, having been taken in adultery, all right. And they, having stood her, see, in the midst, they, but she having been taken, and they having stood her. That's the general gist of it, literally. And that's the aorist participle.
Turning around the finger.
Yes, right around the finger. All right. Okay, Bill, go ahead with four, please. Any other questions on three? So they're getting this woman that's standing right up and bringing and confronting him with this issue. And he didn't want to get in trouble with his peers, and so he perambulated around the pole of veracity? No, he didn't do any perambulating ever. He came right to the point.
Four. Legos in auto didascala, caute hegune, caute lece, epata poro, oi heromene.
All right.
They say to him, teacher, or let's say...
That's right, teacher, did I ask him?
This woman
from Catalambano
was taken to receive down.
Okay. This is the aorist passive, see, because you got the eighth say again, Ruth, see?
Was taken
say,
down.
It is. Taken. Epauta foro in the very act. Epauta in the same epi, autos, and foro in the very act. Moichewamene. Committing adultery. Moichew, see. It's in the very act, committing, right in the act of committing adultery. The present participle there, middle participle, committing adultery for herself or in her own capacity. And the perfect passive, or rather aorist passive, I should say, the Catalambano, and Legostini, of course, is present negative active. All right, I'll go ahead with the verb since we've got to make track here a little bit. Any other questions on four? All right. They got a live fish here, didn't they, first asking this terrible question of the Lord.
John 8:5. En deuteronomo Moisés, emin, en telato tas toyautos lithobolistai.
But in the law, Moses commanded us such to be stoned. What then are you
stoned? Such ones, Because autos, is that right? Let me see, autos.
Would that be feminine?
Feminine, yes. Toy autos. I'm just trying to get the tos. I want to say that's plural, but I'm just trying to place out past. It is feminine, but I'm wondering, is it feminine plural, such ones, or is it a singular with a different question? Let's just take a look at that there. Toys, is it toys or toy? Toy autos, is it?
Oh, toy.
Toy? Okay. Toi autos, toi utos, toi uto. Toi autos, accused of plural feminine. Okay, that's correct. Accused of plural feminine. So, such ones, you see, such women. Well, how about the men? The same thing for the men, but such women, is it? Such the ones that she. All right, go ahead, pardon me.
What then are you saying?
All right, the commanded. Such ones, what was your translation for lithobolestai? To be stoned, all right? But what are you saying? All right, and telato, perfect aorist, isn't it? Because you got the ato, middle aorist, and telomai, commanded for himself. Of course, it's the point of verb telemai, so it could be just the active tense. Lethadzein, this is lethabolestai from lethadzo, lethabolazo, I guess, to be strong. Here's your infinitive, aorist infinitive, I would take. And what are you saying? All right, any questions on 5? All right, Bill, take 6, please. John, 8:6.
On 8:6, tuto de elegon perazontes autom in a echosi categorein autu quod Jesus cato cupsas to dactylo egraphen estain gain.
All right. Wait.
Me prospoiumenos.
All right.
But this, they said,
or they were saying, elegon, imperfect, isn't it?
Okay, they were saying, tempting him.
Perazontes, all right. Tempting is the present participle, perazo.
In order that
they might echo, is a present active subjunctive of echo, that they might have
to do something to
categorize, to accuse, to categorize. See, categorize, accuse, make an accusation. Present active infinitive, that they might have something to continuously accuse. See, it's a present tense of categorize, to accuse. Accusative. Okay, and this is of him. It regularly takes genitive to accuse of someone, to be accused someone of. Accuse him.
But Jesus something down.
Having stooped down.
Stooped down.
Cupsus. From cupto.
The tools.
That's your air to passive, having stooped down cupto. Dactylo is a finger. Egraphen from grapho. Egraphen is
we're writing.
Yeah, he was writing. We're see, it's writing. The imperfect. He was writing
with his finger
in the earth. On the earth, on the ground. Me pros poiumenos.
Not the one doing to or something like that?
Yes, poya o to do, to make, as if...
The ones doing to him or...
He didn't, as if he didn't even know that they were there. Let's see. No, it's in italics, as though he heard the mouths in italics, you see, in the case of his version there.
I can find that word in this.
Not saying a word, I think.
Pros poiumenos.
I think it made as though he didn't hear, isn't it?
Yeah, made as though he didn't hear, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I noticed in the interlinear Greek New Testament that the phrase doesn't even appear. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. So I don't know, in some Textus Receptus it does not appear, but in this one it does. Me pros poiumenos. Pros poiato is not in here?
I couldn't find it in the book.
Well, maybe it's since it's not in some, maybe they don't have it. They just have a certain text to use it. But see, cross prayer, it's to do something to someone, not doing, not as if he heard them. See, that's the idea.
Mm-hmm.
As if he's just oblivious to anybody's presence. See, cross prayer, or not even cross prayer, or even the verb, huh? All right, maybe you're right, Ruth. It's not pros poiao. Pros. Hmm. Yes, there it is, on page 351 at the bottom. Prosper. To add or to attach, middle, to attach to oneself, to claim whatever you want to assume the appearance of, to make a show or pretend, see.
It doesn't have it in this form.
No, that's right. That is true. But, I see. Well, it's apparently it's to assume the appearance. Assuming the appearance as if not, to make a show of pretending. Pretending not, see. Not pretending not. Not pretending that he did not blank, see. Probably did not hear them, did not understand them, did not see them, did not know that they were there, see. Pretending not, see, in that sense of making as though he did not. So the form would be what, Ruth Orville, as far as prospoi, where is it there? Prospoi, yeah. See, it's poiao, so it would be a present participle, see, wouldn't it? Present middle participle. Prospoiao, prospoiu menos, you see, instead of omenos. This is regular middle participle, prospoiao. So pretending for himself, pretending that he himself did not blank, hear them, see them, paying attention to them. Mm-hmm. That's a tough one, isn't it? All right, so we go on to the next one. Any other questions on five? Or was it five?
It was
four? Or six? Okay, six. All right, let's go to seven, please.
John 8:7. Hosta epemenon erotontes auton anakypsas epe prosautus ha anamartetas himon protos tom lithon epate.
All right.
But as they were continuing questioning him, he rose up,
having raised up. See, having unstooped. And he stooped down. Oh, he's out unstooped. He's stooping up.
The one, not sinning one.
On, and then amartetas.
Any one of you first cast the stone at her.
Yeah, let him cast. See, it's the imperative, the hortatory subjunctive, paletto.
Would that be first cast the stone or cast the first stone?
Let him cast protos first, the stone. I suppose, so let him first cast the stone, let him cast the first stone. Would it be about the same? Let him first cast the stone, or let him cast the first stone. If he was first to cast the stone, he would be casting the first stone, wouldn't he? So it's probably...
Would the form have to be accusative as
this form is? Let him cast... Well, yes, after baletto, you see, is the imperative, isn't it, of balo. Balo. Aorist imperative is balo. Let him cast the stone, and then protos is the adverb, isn't it? First, modifying the noun, the verb, see, right? Protos, is that correct? First is an adverb, isn't it? Or is it an adjective, isn't it? Let him how, let him when, first. I think in English it would be an adverb. But if you say the first stone, that would make it an adjective, wouldn't it? All right, let's take a look and see what protos would be. What's the dad there?
It looks like a nominative.
Yes, it is, a nominative. But those... adjectives and adverbs are sometimes deceptive as to form. Let's see, protos. Protos. Proton, bottom of 355, protos. See, pro. All right, looks like protos, prote, proton. It is an adjective, then. You're correct on that. Let him cast the first stone. If it's an adjective, it'd have to go with the stone, wouldn't it? Let him cast the first stone, right? If it were an adverb, it's under pro.
Let him first cast a stone at her.
Let him first cast a stone. I think either would be good translation. Let him first cast his own, let him cast the first one. Yes. Pro, let me see if we can get under. It says look under pro, P-R-O, P-R-O, Omicron. That's where it's listed here on page 341 of our analytical. Proton, an adverb, first in time, in the first place. Proton. Protos, prote, proton. first in time, order, first in dignity. That's, of course, would be your adjective. Very close on the proton and time, protos, first principle, first in time. For the first stone, I would say it'd have to be probably, of course, it can be used adverbially. That's the point. Notice the very last line. And, of course, John 8:7 is the adverbial use of it, see? So here's an adjective used as an adverb. So let him first cast a stone at her, or let him cast the first stone.
Now, as you look here in the interlineal, it says protos is a noun.
What does it say?
In
the interlineal? I
mean,
where is that now, Bill?
In 7, does it have a leap?
Protos? Which one now, Bill? Where is that now? Is it now?
Page 355 in the right-hand column.
Oh, 355. Okay. All right, let me see. Look at that. 355.
Right-hand
column. Oh, proton, yeah.
Protos.
Yeah, what do you say? So it's a noun? You say protos. Protos has to be an adjective, see? See what I mean? Protos, protos.
Now
you're thinking of hey, protos, yeah.
Yeah.
The first, yeah. But here's the protos, prote, proton. Masculine, feminine, neuter is signifying the adjective
that's
in 3D
class.
That's right.
Okay.
All right? I thought we had a new find there, though. That's all right.
It's, and what tells you that it's the use adverbially? I mean,
well, just, well.
About this book.
Nothing. Really, because apparently adjectives can be used as adverbs sometimes, sometimes interchangeably. I would think, what is the KJV translated as? 8:7, is it?
First cast a stone.
Yeah, that's, I think that's, they're using adverbial. Let him cast, first cast a stone. That'd be adverbial. Instead of cast the first stone, we sometimes paraphrase it, let him cast the first stone, see, but let him first. Cast a stone. Well, he would be the first stone if he's first to cast it. So it's about the same. Any other questions on that? It was 7, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Anakuptos, of course, is your aorist of Anakupto. Epemenon, the imperfect, he were remaining. And Erotontes is the present next part of Erotau, continuing to ask. Anakupsen, of course, the aorist of Anakupto, as we said. Baletto is your aorist imperative of balo. And you can see baletto is aorist because it's got one lambda, bal, instead of two, like the root balo. All right, go right ahead, Bill, on the next one, please. 8.
John 8:8. Kai palin kato kupsas egrafen eis ten gain. John.
All right.
And again, he stooped down, he wrote in there.
Okay. Again, he having stooped down, he was writing on the earth around the ground. And the egrafen of appear imperfect, and having stooped down is your aorist of Katakupto. Any questions on that? See, apparently he just was content. He was writing. He kept on just on the ground. You don't know what he wrote. He could have written a lot of things. He just, as if he didn't hear them.
Could he write their names?
Maybe.
Their sins?
Maybe their sins.
Maybe they've been filled with that.
Maybe their Ten Commandments. Maybe I shall not commit adultery. Yeah. I shall not lie. I shall not steal. I don't know what he wrote. All right, verse 9. But he did write. He's interested in writing, isn't he? The Lord Jesus Christ. In the written word of God.
8:9. Hoi de akusantes kai hupo. All right.
But the ones who heard also being convicted of conscience, went out.
That is the point.
Mm-hmm.
They saw their names.
Yeah, maybe so.
One by one.
Hes, one by one.
Beginning from the older and older elders.
Mm-hmm, the elders, and plural.
Into the to the youngers.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And Jesus was left alone, and the woman, having stood
in
the midst, standing, stood.
All right. And stood in the midst.
So that the aorist is in
Hestosa. I believe it is Hestosa, is the aorist of histemi. So, akousantes, having heard, the aorist of akou, exerchonta, imperfect of exerchomai, they were going out, and arxamenoi, the aorist, middle participle of archo, and katelephthe, first aorist passive, of the theta 8 again, of katalepo, to leave. And Hestosa, it is aorist with a sigma alpha there, participle, standing, Hestosa from histemi. Let's look that one up there. I'm not positive whether that's a perfect aorist. I think it's aorist, however. Hestosa. Everybody see it there? Hestosa is the nominative singular feminine participle. Oh, perfect. It is perfect. All right. I'm glad we looked it up. Histemi. Hestosa. Having perfect passive. Did I say perfect passive? Did I say perfect? Perfect. All right. Having stood in the midst. Apparently the woman may have stooped down herself, and now she's having stood in the midst. In other words, she's standing anyway in the midst. In the midst of whom? In the midst of no one. Everybody's gone, see. But in Meso, in the middle of where they used to be standing. All right. She's still standing, though, not bowed down. Verse 10, please.
John 8:10. Anakuxas de Paisus, kai medena theasamonos plain tes gynaikos. Epen aute hegune, pu eisen ekinoi, hoi kategoroi su, udeis se katekrinen, John.
All right.
But the Jesus lifted up.
Having lifted up.
And.
There is principle.
Having. Mm-hmm. Seen nothing or
no one.
Mm-hmm.
Plain except
the woman said to her, woman, where are those accusers?
The accusers of thee, thine accusers.
Okay.
Condemned or judged.
Judged.
In the aorist form, katekrinen. Udes, no one.
No one judged you.
All right, has no one judged you? All right, Ruth, 12:11.
8:11. Hede epen udes curia, epede aute o Jesus, ude ego se katekrino, poreu kai meketi hamartane.
All right.
But she said, no one, Lord. But Jesus said to her, neither am I condemning you. Proceed and sin no more.
All right. The one thing important there is continue to go present, prayer, oh my. Hamartane is what tense? Present, isn't it? Hamartane. Present imperative in may, the negative prohibition in the present tense signifies what?
In the present tense means that it's already going on.
So quit your sinning, see? Stop it. She was a sinner committing adultery. Stop that sin. Well, now they just begun. Obviously, she had begun it because she was caught in the act of it, but quit it now. That's what the Lord requires of her. He forgives her, but but he wants her to cease her sin. All right?
We'll continue.
We'll continue. Any other questions on 11? All right, 8:12.
John 8:12. Palenton ho Jesus autois el laleste legon ego emi to pros tu cosmo ha akolthon emoi ume peripatese ente scotia al texte to pros tes zoes. John?
All right.
Then again, Jesus spoke to them, saying...
Not to them. Oh, I'm sorry, you're correct. Spoke to them, saying, you're right.
Saying, I am the light of the world. The one... Okay, one following.
Akolothon, present participle. Mm-hmm.
The one following me
ume, no means by and shall not by any means. Double negative, huh? Peripatese, peripateo, peri, around, pateo, to
walk
around
in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
But exist.
Peripatese is your future, shall not, and this is hexe, shall have, from echo. Hexe, echo. Future tense. Shall have.
Have light of the world.
The light of Zoes. Zoology. Of life.
Of life, okay.
The light of life.
Okay.
All right, any questions on that one there? All right, Ruth?
8:13. Eponun auto phoiphadisaioi, su perisau tu matores, he matoria su uk estin aletheis.
All right.
Then the Pharisees said to him, you are witnessing concerning yourself. Your witness is not true.
All right, any questions on 13? Martores, presence of Martorello. At 14, Bill.
John 8:14. Apekute Jesus kai epen autos kan ego maturo peri hemautu aletheis estin hematuria mu hoti oida tonten elthon kai pu kupago humes de uk oidate tonten erchomai kai pu kupago. John?
All right.
Jesus answered and said to them, I bear record to see. What is Khan?
Also, An Kai.
I also.
An Kai. See, Kai, and then An is that particle meaning the slight doubt. See?
Okay.
Even if, almost, let's see.
If I.
And even if I do bear witness.
Concerning myself.
Witness, huh?
The truth, see,
the witness is.
Witness is true.
Is true.
My witness is mm-hmm. true. That.
Probably in this case because.
Okay, because.
Oida.
From
Genosko. I know.
I know.
Puffin. From where or whence?
From which I came.
I came.
And.
Where? Who?
I know where.
Hubago.
I go.
One more phrase?
Oh, one more phrase, okay. But you do not know where.
From where.
From where.
Or whence.
You.
I came.
I came.
And where I am
where
coming.
I go.
And where I am going, see. All right, any questions on 14? All right, 15, Ruth.
8:15. Humes kata ten sarka klinete ego ukreno udena. John.
All right.
Ye are judging according to the flesh. I am judging no one.
All right. Really nothing, isn't it?
Nothing.
Let me see. Because it's the udena rather than udes. But wait a minute. Udes, uden. What's the accusative of udes?
I judge no man. How does it get that?
Udena. Well, maybe it's accusative. Let me just check on that. Udena.
How does it get that?
Nothing?
That would mean
no one. See, it could be the accuser. See, I may be not remembering the accuser. Udes, but you see, that's the Udes is the nominative. I want to know what Udena, that could be Udena. It'd be all right. I know one in the sense of a masculine, no man. Understood, see. No one says, Udena, accused of singular masculine. That is absolutely correct. All right? So it's no one, no male, no one, no man, no individual, anthropos, understood. All right, any other questions on, what is it, 15? Mm-hmm. That's 16, Bill.
On 8:16, Kai an kleno death ego, he Christus he eme aletheis ten, hoti monos uk emi, al ego kai ho pemstas me pater.
All right, but we start the end.
I judge something I, what I.
Even I guess, sir.
Okay. Even I, the judgment.
Hey, the judgment, the mind, my judgment, est in aletheis.
It's true.
Because, hoti, in this okay, case, because uk emi, uk emi monos.
I am not
monos, only or alone.
Only.
Alone.
But I and the Father, I and the one sending,
and the one having sent me,
the Father.
Or I and the one having sent me, the Father. All right, that's a hop pemsus mefater. It's all tight, isn't it, in there, as far as I understand. Any questions further on 16? All right, pemsus, of course, the aorist participle. Ruth, next one.
John 8:17. Ka en to nomo de to humetero gegraptai hoti duo anthropon hematoria aletheis esten. John?
All right.
But in your law it has been written that the witness of two men is true.
All right. This is 17. In your law, it has been written, the witness of two men is true. All right. One comment in passing of a Hachanan. Gegraptai is what tense, class?
Perfect.
What is the force of the perfect of grapho?
It's done in silver.
And what else? It's the point action and the linear action combined, remember? Mm-hmm. Having been done in the past, and the results remain on in the present, right? It's the point in the line. Now, very important to the preservation of the scriptures, the Word of God, is the fact that it used over and over and over again the perfect tense, not the aorist. It was written, see, or it was continuously written, and that's it. But it was written, and the results stand today. God's Word has been preserved. Now, I never saw this until I was looking at it about 2 weeks ago. So when I go out into the highways and byways and preach and talk about the Word of God and the preservation, not only the Masoretic traditional Hebrew text, which he's referring to here, the Old Testament, but also the New, by analogy, this use of the perfect tense will be very much on my mind and on my heart, because that's what it means, see. As you see in Dan and Manny, the point action, let's pin it down, Dan and Manny, since it's an important point and we're using it to imply something, that'd be under tense. 176 begins tense, and let's see if we can get the perfect, and we'll go ahead on, forge ahead, proof perfect, let's see, perfect about 200, is it? Yeah, perfect on page 200, you see, perfect is tense, complete action, and it might be graphically represented as line, point, line, see, let's see here, cumulative, passive. It's a process, but views that process as having reached its consummation and existing in a finished state. The point of completion is always antecedent, page 200, paragraph 182, antecedent to the time implied or stated in connection with the use of the perfect. It might be graphically represented thus. So it's while it's completed in the past, up to a point. Its results continue on into the present, and that's the perfect tense, especially the consummative, the intensive perfect. We'll get into that when we discuss that, but those little points and dots and so on are helpful. All right, go right ahead with the next verse, if you would, please.
8:18. Ego eimi ha mataron peri hemautu kai matore peri emu ha pemsasme pater cha.
All right.
Okay. I am
ha mataron. I am the one who is witnessing.
Witnessing concerning myself.
Mm-hmm.
And witnessed concerning.
Or testify.
Testify concerning me.
Well, he witnesses. In other words, hapemsasme me pater mature also, see. The one having sent me, that is the Father, also kai mature kreemu. Witnesses concerning me, testifies concerning me.
Okay.
All right, that's a tight pater in there too, isn't it? He just sticks right in the one who bridges me, the Father. So you don't need the ha pater, but it's a noun, and it's a definite noun, because it's a proper noun, therefore it's a person, so it's already definite, the Father. Understood. Any questions further on that one? All right, next one, please.
On 8:19, elegon un auto. Who has then her pater su? Apecrite hoisus, ute eme oidete, ute ton patera mu, e eme edete, kai ton patera mu, edete, an. John?
All right.
Then they said to him, where is your father? Jesus answered, you neither know me nor my father. If you had known me, you would have known my father also.
Mm-hmm. Very good. There's your, if you would have had known, then you would have. See, it's that second class condition, is it not? Is it second class? I think it's second class. Pardon me?
I have a test on that coming up.
Did you?
I'm going to.
Well,
I'm going to open right now.
Let me see what class condition it is. Is it second? Let me see, I'd be under conditional clauses. Let me take a quick look. Conditional, I don't want to lead you astray here. Page 286. 286 there. There are only four of them, so it's got to be 1, 2, 3, or 4. All right, that would be 289, actually. Contrary to fact, yeah. A and on, see. If you were here this, you would have known. See, contrary to fact, but you didn't know me. So it's contrary to fact. Second class, I was correct. I just wanted to be sure I didn't lead Bill astray. All right, any question on that one? And of course, that's
perfect. I spoke yesterday so much about Maturana, Maturi, Maturia.
Oh, really? The witness, yeah. The testimony. All right.
His preaching, now he's talking about his Bible in Greek language, always numbered the words from one I don't know how much. And the English Bible, and is looking to that number in Greek.
Oh.
Then find out.
Oh, to find the meaning of it. So, yeah. The Bible, sort of like a Strong's Concordance.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Good. Elegon, of course, imperfect. Lego and edete, a pluperfect of oida. All right, 20, please.
8:20. Tauta taremata elalisten hoistus ento gadza phylakio didaskon ento hiero kai udates epiasen auton.
All right.
These words, Jesus
It's unspoken. Spoke or spake, you know.
In the, what was that?
Treasury.
Teaching in the temple. And no one, something him, no one.
Piazza, here's that, take, lay hold on him again.
Okay, lay hold on him.
An aorist of Piazza, Piazza.
In order that
because Elulithe from Erchemai, it's the pluperfect, had not come, a hora or two, not yet.
His hour
has not yet come. Upo had not yet come. Any questions further on 20? Ruth 21, please.
John 8:21. Epen un palen autois hoisus. Ego hupago. Kai de tesa tetme. Kai ente hamartia humon apophaneste. Hapu ego hupago. Humes u dunaste helfein.
Then again Jesus said to them, I am going away, and ye will seek me, and ye shall die in your sins. Where I am going, ye are not able to come.
Okay. Zetesete, future of Zeteo, Apothonesta, future middle of Apothonesco, Dunaste, present passive of Dunamai, and Elphane, of course, aorist of Ergamai. All right, questions on 20? 21 that was it? All right, 22, Bill.
John 8:22. Elegon un hoiudaioi, meti apoktene heoton, hoti lege hopu ego hupago, humes u dunaste Elphane, John.
All right. May expect what answer?
No.
No, that's right. Certainly not true, is it? That? Go ahead.
Therefore,
Elegon, they were saying in purpose.
They were saying, it is not true.
Is it that apokteno? Apoktenai, apokteno is to kill. This is apoktene. This is the future. It's a liquid future. The stem changes kteno to kteno. That's a future tense right there. That he will kill.
Will
kill himself. Commit suicide? Certainly not true. He's going to commit suicide. Right?
Because he says, where I go, you are not able to come.
Not able to go. Mm-hmm. All right, is that the end? All right, one more.
23. John 8:23. Kai epen autois humes ekton kato este. Ego ekton ano emi humes ektu kosmu putu este. Ego uk emi ektu kosmu putu.
All right. You'll have the last word there.
And he said to them,
He was saying to them, "Oh, imperfect." That's right.
You from ER? Este is
ER. Este, yeah, ER. Mm-hmm. ER.
Of the.
Kato, of the down under, the below, underneath.
Okay. Of the,
the underworld.
I am of above. Mm-hmm. From above.
You're from beneath, you almost. From the down under place, from beneath. I am from above, okay.
Ye are from this world.
That's right. How about I? Let's keep it going.
I am not of this world.
That's it. You got it. Any questions on that one? Well, take it up next time and move it along. Have a very Merry Christmas. We'll see you January the 7th, 1983. John 8:24-53. Wouldn't it be wonderful if I could finish all these corrections in the Greek English and all these things, have them all set? Now. Huh?
Wonderful.
Oh, I know, Ruth. You know all the things I've got to do. But I did get a good start on that catalog, Ruth.
Okay.
I left you a note on your desk. You didn't even see it today. You didn't even come in. So.
Uh-huh.
I haven't finished it, but I got a real good start. All right, Dane and Maddie.
Huh? Okay,
catalog Bible for Day. We have not renewed it for 15 months. August 81. Or August 82. August 81. And so I'm very glad that we got some good practice. All right, we have a very tight schedule on our sprint in Dana and Maddie, page 154, the verb, before the phone call. I should have told him an hour and 15 minutes. I hope his watch is wrong. The verb, two varieties of it. Notice the transitive verb and intransitive verb. Transitive verb takes the what? Object. For instance, the man shot a bear. Man shot bear. Take the object. But he ran, just that's complete. He built a house, but he just ran, and it's an intransitive verb. It does not take an object. Skipping the fine print, except in the bottom of 154, only transitive verbs are normally used in the passive, although sometimes it's an exception to being on that. So basically, it's transitive and intransitive. You can make sometimes an intransitive verb, he ran, into a transitive verb, he ran a race. See? It really means he caused to run, sort of a causative, but it's true, you can. Now, voiced personal number, page 155. Voiced, the subject is related to the action in some way. He killed is one thing. He was killed is another. He ran, fix it. That it's not the same as the transitive, intransitive. He ran a race, fixed attention on the object, and the voice is concerned with the race and the action to the subject. So one is the subject, one is the object, as far as transitive, intransitive versus voice, active, middle, and passive. All right, the active voice, first of all, we'll skip that fine print there. The subject producing the action, it's the simplest type of verb. Simple active principle, page 156, of Theos Gnoske. But God knows your hearts. The subject, God knows, he produces the action. He knows your hearts. He produces the action. That's the simple active voice. The causative active, ta elion autu anatele, he causes his sun to shine. He makes his sun to shine upon the just as the unjust, Matthew 5:45. So, but still, it's the sun to shine. It's the active voice. He causes the sun. It's the causative active. Any question on the active? Hifil in the Hebrew, and that fine print is similar to that. You can, though, sometimes use to blow a horn, to shine a light, to run a horse. That's to cause to shine, to cause to run the horse. That's what it means. To run a horse means to cause the horse to run. So to run is an intransitive verb, but if you say to run a horse, that means a causative active. I cause the horse to run. I run the horse. That's what it means. I cause the horse to run. All right. The middle voice is difficult, but on paragraph 155, page 157, the subject is participating in the results of the action. Bulewo, I counsel. Bulewo, I take counsel. The subject is participating in the outcome. And the active voice emphasizes the action. Middle stresses the agent. Now, there's a number of small fine prints here on 1, 2, 3, or 1, 2 at least, on bottom 157. But notice on 158, there are no rigid lines. The distinctions are not always clear as to how this is involved. It's a lot of deep verses and grammarians and many statements on the middle. But the direct middle, we know, is like a reflexive force. Kai ap elthon ap Ingsata. And having gone forth, he hanged himself. He hanged himself. It's direct middle, see. Himself is the direct object of his hanging. So the reflexive sense is the comparatively rare, but that is certainly the direct middle. Then the indirect middle lays stress upon the agents producing the action rather than participating in its result. And for instance, Aeonion Lutrosin Herata. He himself, herata, secured. He himself found. He himself got eternal redemption. Hebrews 9:12. He secured by himself, for himself, and it's an intensive middle, like the PL in Hebrew, that first remark. That's the PL stem in the Hebrew. It's intensive. And the indirect middle. There's a note also 3 and 4 on that, which we won't go into detail. They talk about the drip pan middle to catch all the drippings. It can't be in any other category, but he prefers this pain and many. They do the indirect middle instead of some of the other names. Then the permissive middle, maybe the agent voluntarily yielding himself to the results of the action. Diati uhi malon adekeste. Why not rather let yourselves be wrong? The permissive. Allow yourselves, permit yourselves to be wrong. All that in that permissive middle. So that's a perfectly good one there. And the reciprocal middle, sunatethenta odiudaio. I think Jews had agreed with one another. See, they had agreed with one another. Sunatethenta is the reciprocal middle. One with another, they agreed. Sunatethenta. So that's the reciprocal one with another. When you see the context, you get that. Any questions on the middle before moving into the passive? All right, the passive, now the passive or the direct agent, whenever you have a direct agent, the first primary agency is hupa with the ablative use, but he was accused by the Jews. Kategorita hupa ton judaim. By the Jews. He was the primary agent. Just like personal agent may also be by the instrumental case, though, as in Luke 23. Hupa with the genitive, though, is usually the primary agent. The passive with the intermediate agent. This is a secondary agency. Dia with the genitive. Panta dia tu agenita. All things were made through him. Hupa is the primary agency. God himself was the creator, but dia tu, the Lord Jesus Christ, was the intermediate agent, secondary agent through which God the Father caused the creation of the world. So this is a secondary agency versus primary agency. Then the passive with the impersonal agents, not a man, or not a person, not a human being, but an it, or the impersonal, either with the instrumental case or with an. Karati este stesos menoi. By grace. Here's your instrumental case. You are saved. Impersonal. But agency also can be expressed by apa, by ek, and by para. Footnote number one. So there are these three other agencies in addition to these that have been listed here. Any questions further on the passives and the agencies? That brings us to the end of our Amen. With 30 seconds to go before the call, I don't know whether he's going to call. So these things will become clearer as you use the Dana Mani and use it and apply, but I think it hits the high spots anyway. All right, if any further questions, you understand it's going to be January 7th then. We eliminate next Thursday, so we have a long pause. I hope you don't forget everything. Would one of you please close in a word of prayer as we close our class this evening?
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we do thank Thee and praise Thee for the opportunity that was given unto us to come here to study together and to chew the Word of God, to know the truth, rightly dividing the truth. Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, help us to learn to remain in our minds and our hearts what we study and to apply to our own lives. Father, we do thank Thee and praise Thee for our teacher, Dr. Waits, that he puts himself to teach us to understand better the Word of God. Now, as we are going into our homes, Father, be with us. Protect us, guide us, and use us for Thy glory. In Jesus' name, and for His sake, to Thee we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, thank you. Keep up the good work, and we hope to see you after the first of the year. Watch your skidding, and stay off the ice if you can.